Everybody was joining us throughout the past 6 months. Baruch Hashem, today we're finishing the book of the Chafetz Chaim and the laws of Lashon Hara. We're making a siyum, and that's why we said Yehi Shem. So you're all, you know, they say, I think it's according to the Zohar HaKadosh, that anybody who joins in the finishing and the siyum of the last words of a sefer, it's as if you finished the whole book as well together. So B'zal Hashem, everyone can join down to it afterwards. We're going to make the siyum. We're going to finish the last page of the book. But I just wanted to share a few words, maybe some words of chizuk, inspiration, motivation about what we've been learning for the past 6 months. You know, you spend 6 months learning a book every single day. You're speaking about Lashon Hara, how important it is to make sure a person is not bringing out a word out of his mouth that's Lashon Hara. Maybe to share an idea. There's this parable I always like to think of when I think of Lashon Hara. And it goes like this. There's this father who has three children. And one child is 15, one is 11, one is 8, he has three boys. And one day, all of a sudden, he comes and he's listening through the door of one of his children's room, and he hears that one of his kids is making fun of his other kid. His 11-year-old is making fun of the 8-year-old. And he gets so hurt by this. And he's thinking, like, how could this possibly have happened? Like, where did I go wrong? What did I do? Or what can I do to change this? And, you know, he starts punishing them. He starts hurting them. And what do they do? They continue speaking bad. They continue going behind the father's back and just speaking bad. But he's not stupid. He knows what's going on. And he knows everything. And it just continues to make him more upset. And him punishing them is not to hurt them and not to cause them harm. Why is he punishing them? He's punishing them to teach them. He's your brother. He's your own blood brother. Why would you speak bad about him? Why would you put him down? Why would you embarrass him? Why would you make fun of him? And I think the nimshal is, the lesson is, that every single time one of us as a Jew, we're speaking bad about another Jew, we have bad intention, we have bad looks, we're thinking bad about another Jew, we speak bad about another Jew, what do you think Hashem is thinking? Our Father in Shamayim. We're the same thing. Same exact thing. He's our Father, we're all blood brothers and sisters. And when one Jew speaks bad about another Jew, Hashem is looking down, he gets upset. He says, what did I do? Why is this happening? How could this get so far? Chassar Shalom to say, where did I go wrong? You didn't never go wrong. We're the ones who are going wrong. But how can we fix that? We have to work on ourselves. We have to think every single day how grave of a sin it is to speak Lashon Hara. There are families, there are communities, there are siblings whose families are destroyed because of one word of Lashon Hara. There's businesses who split up because of Lashon Hara. There's terrible, terrible stories which we've been going over for the past 6 to 8 months discussing just because, to prove the point of how terrible Lashon Hara is. And just to finish with the aspect of Lashon Hara, where we say that the three cardinal sins, we have Gilui Arayot, you know, illicit relations, murder, and Avodah Zarah. These are the things that destroyed the first Beit HaMikdash, right? What was the thing that destroyed the second Beit HaMikdash? So they say Sinat Chinam, baseless hatred. What does it mean, baseless hatred? Right? So the Chafetz Chaim explains, it's talking about Lashon Hara. People speaking bad about another Jew, about another person. Why? Mashabalem, whatever they want. They say whatever they want about whoever they want. He says, because of Lashon Hara, that's why the whole second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. And you can understand from that Lashon Hara is equivalent to all the three cardinal sins. Lashon Hara is as bad as illicit relations, murder, and Avodah Zarah altogether. Not only that, I want to add on that. Lashon Hara is not just as bad. Lashon Hara is much worse than the three cardinal sins. Why? The first Beit HaMikdash, it was rebuilt. We got the second Beit HaMikdash not far after. So that means Hashem atoned us for our sins. We made a mistake. We sinned against God. Hashem forgave us. We rebuilt it. Right now, we've been years and years, hundreds if not thousands of years, of waiting for the third Beit HaMikdash to be rebuilt, and it's still not here. So you understand that the gravest sin is still here today. Because that sin is still here today, that's why we're not able to bring the Mashiach yet, and the Beit HaMikdash not be rebuilt. Each and every one of us has an opportunity every single day to contemplate a little bit more, think a little bit more, a little bit harder. How can I hold myself back from speaking Lashon Hara? If you hear something you're not supposed to tell someone, hey, let's not speak Lashon Hara, it's not good, you know, it's very grave sin. You educate other people around you, and we can make a spread. And then we can start outbursting how bad Lashon Hara is. And Bezrat Hashem, the more we work on it, the more we're thinking, the more we're contemplating. We're not afraid when everyone's speaking Lashon Hara. We're not afraid to say, hey, what's going on here? Or change the subject, or walk away. Why? Because we know that our Father in Heaven is upset when people are speaking about one another. And Bezrat Hashem, when we work on this every single day, we think a little bit more, we spend even one extra minute. When you hold yourself back one time from speaking Lashon Hara, it's worth millions and millions of mitzvot that you could have performed in this world. Just one time. Imagine how many times, how much reward you would receive in Shamayim if you held back other people from speaking Lashon Hara. if you changed the subject, if you took away from their mind bad thoughts about other people, if you held yourself back from speaking Lashon Hara. And B'zal Hashem, when we continue to work on this every day, Hashem should only give us barcha, b'atzacha, b'chumaseh. Mazal tov, have a great day.